A blood sugar-friendly meal plan for type 2 diabetes management. Type 2 diabetes is a progressive metabolic condition that occurs when the body stops responding appropriately to the hormone insulin. Instead of insulin opening the doors of the cells and letting glucose move from the blood into the cells for energy, those doors stop responding, so sugar stays in the bloodstream and the cells don't get fuel. Progressive means that if nothing changes in diet, lifestyle, or, in some cases, medication, insulin resistance and the strain on the pancreas, which releases insulin, will worsen over the years. As blood sugar becomes more difficult to control, the risk of complications in the eyes, kidneys, nerves, heart, and brain increases. As a clinical nutritionist and naturopath, I've been using nutritional medicine plans for the past 16 years to help patients improve their blood sugar and energy levels. I approach many of my patients' health challenges using food-first principles, such as suggesting healthier swaps when making food or ingredient choices and aligning eating times with daylight hours that mimic nature's rhythms. How a meal plan can support type 2 diabetes. A low-carbohydrate, healthy fat, and protein meal plan emphasizes the foundations for type 2 diabetes management: steady blood sugar, enough protein, plenty of fiber, and mostly whole, minimally processed foods. The plan outlined below focuses on protein and healthy fats at each meal to slow digestion and reduce sharp fluctuations in blood sugar. It leans on high fiber, low glycemic ingredients such as lentils, non-starchy vegetables, and cauliflower in place of refined grains, which further supports gentler glucose rises and better insulin sensitivity over time. The carbohydrate sources are modest and mostly from whole foods, which makes it easier for the body to normalize insulin and blood glucose levels, which in turn supports a healthy weight and protects blood vessels, nerves, and organs affected by type 2 diabetes. A sample meal plan for type 2 diabetes. This sample meal plan works best when you use fresh, mostly organic, whole foods and carefully chosen sweeteners to support steady blood sugar levels. Avoid changing key ingredients, especially flours and sweeteners, as they may alter the intended blood sugar benefits. Breakfast, vanilla protein loaf. Makes, 10 slices. Prep time, 10 minutes. Bake time, 20 to 30 minutes. Ingredients: 2 cups organic almond meal, 1 cup grass-fed vanilla whey protein powder, 3/4 cup desiccated coconut, 1/2 cup organic butter or ghee, 1/2 cup milk of choice, 1/2 cup allulose sweetener, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla powder or extract, 3/4 teaspoon baking soda, pinch of Himalayan salt. Optional, 10 drops liquid stevia, or to taste. Method: preheat oven to 350°F, fan forced. Line a small slice tin with baking or parchment paper. In a medium saucepan, gently melt the butter or ghee over low heat. Stir in the baking soda until dissolved. Remove from heat. Add almond meal, whey protein powder, and desiccated coconut. Mix well to form a thick, even dough. Add liquid stevia if you prefer a sweeter cookie. Press the mixture firmly and evenly into the prepared tin. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes, until golden brown on top. The longer it bakes, the crisper the loaf becomes. One portion of the loaf is one slice. One slice per meal is the serving size. Air fryer option. Bake at 320°F for 12 to 15 minutes or until cooked through. Allow to cool completely in the tin, then cut into pieces. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator. Lunch, lentil kali rice nourish bowl. Serves, 1. Prep time, 10 minutes. Ingredients: 3/4 to 1 cup cooked organic lentils, 2 cups mixed cooked vegetables, 1 cup cooked kali rice, store-bought frozen and heated is fine, 1 to 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoon lemon juice or apple cider vinegar, 1/2 to 1 teaspoon dried herbs such as oregano or thyme. pinch of Himalayan or sea salt, to taste. 2 tablespoons pumpkin seeds. Method. Add the warm cooked lentils, mixed vegetables, and cauliflower rice to a large bowl. In a small bowl or jug, whisk together the olive oil, lemon juice or vinegar, dried herbs, and salt. Pour the dressing over the lentil and vegetable mixture and toss gently until everything is well coated. Sprinkle the pumpkin seeds over the top and serve warm or at room temperature. Dinner: miso glazed chicken with greens and mushrooms. Serves: 4. Prep time: 10 to 15 minutes. Cook time: 15 to 20 minutes. Ingredients: chicken and vegetables. 1.5 pounds boneless, skinless chicken thighs or breasts, trimmed. 1 head of broccoli, quartered lengthwise. 6 ounces button mushrooms, sliced. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, divided. Pinch of sea salt and black pepper. Miso glaze. 3 tablespoons white miso paste. 3 tablespoons water. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 1 teaspoon lemon juice. 1 to 2 cloves garlic, minced. 1/8 teaspoon black pepper. 4 serving. Steamed then roasted chopped green cabbage. 1 continental cucumber, chopped into bite-sized pieces for crunch. Method. Preheat the oven to 400°F. Line a large baking sheet with parchment paper. In a small bowl, whisk together the miso paste, water, olive oil, tamari, garlic, and black pepper until smooth. Set aside. Add the chopped broccoli and sliced mushrooms to the prepared baking sheet. Drizzle with 1 tablespoon olive oil, season lightly with salt and pepper, and toss to coat. Spread into an even layer, leaving space for the chicken. Pat the chicken dry with paper towels and place the pieces on the baking sheet among the vegetables. Brush the chicken and vegetables generously with the miso glaze, reserving a little if you'd like extra for serving. Bake for 15 to 20 minutes, or until the chicken is cooked through, and small portions of whole grains or starchy foods. This combination slows digestion, reduces blood sugar spikes, and helps keep your energy and glucose levels more stable after eating. Limit sugary drinks, juices, sweets, white bread, and highly processed snacks, which can cause sharp blood sugar spikes. Move your body most days of the week to help your muscles use glucose more effectively. Keep a regular sleep schedule and practice stress management techniques such as breathing exercises, short walks, and time in nature, as stress hormones can raise blood sugar levels. Follow any medication and monitoring plan agreed with your healthcare team and attend regular check-ups for eyes, feet, kidneys, and heart health. FAQ. Question: why does this plan use allulose, monk fruit, and stevia instead of regular sugar? A. These sweeteners have little to no impact on blood sugar compared with regular sugar, which helps keep the vanilla protein slice more diabetes-friendly when used in moderation. They allow sweetness without the same glucose spikes that table sugar or honey can cause. Question: can I swap the lentils or cauliflower rice in the lunch bowl for something else? A. Yes, but changing these ingredients can affect blood sugar control, because lentils and cauliflower rice are higher in fiber and have a gentler effect on blood glucose than many starches. Swapping in white rice or potatoes, for example, may lead to quicker and higher blood sugar rises. If you choose to add a grain, it will change the carbohydrate content, so it is best to keep the portion small and have a higher fiber option like brown rice or quinoa. Question: can I replace the chicken with another protein? A. Yes, you can use firm tofu, tempeh, or fish as lower fat, high protein options that still fit a blood sugar friendly pattern. Keep the cooking method similar rather than breaded or deep fried to maintain the benefits. Question: can diet and lifestyle really make a difference? A. Yes. Eating patterns that emphasize vegetables, whole foods, lean protein, and fewer refined carbs together with regular movement and good sleep, can significantly improve blood sugar control and may reduce the need for medication in some people. Disclaimer: this information is for general education and is not a substitute for individual medical care, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek urgent or emergency help right away if you develop red flag symptoms such as severe weakness or confusion, trouble breathing, chest pain, or signs of a serious infection.